Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of May 5th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and Cinco de Mayo, Melissa Henson.
Ooh, I'm something new this week. Yay. Yes, it is. Cinco de Mayo this week. It's May already. I can't believe it.
I know, right?
And summer has hit Texas. It was 95 yesterday.
Ah.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I had friends in L.A. who were saying it was in the 90s at the beach last week. Oh. I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't even happen in July.
Yeah. This is normal here, but yeah, that's crazy there.
Well, we're in the 60s. I apologize, my headphones aren't working, so you may hear the ambient New England noise of, like, chickens and dogs and shotguns in the background.
So, excellent.
Yeah. So I apologize in advance. Well, how was your week in entertainment, Ben?
Really interesting. I caught up on the Sundance show, The Writer's Room.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. The first season is on Netflix.
All right.
This is a talk show. It's like a half-hour talk show hosted by Jim Rash, who most people know as the Dean on Community.
Right.
Hysterically funny. Yes. But he's also an Academy Award-winning writer.
He is.
He is for adapted screenplay for The Descendants, that George Clooney movie.
Great movie. Yep.
Yeah. So he's a writer too, not just a funny actor.
Yep.
But he has this talk show, and he brings in the writers from hit shows. And so the first season was Breaking Bad, Parks and Rec, Dexter, New Girl, Game of Thrones, and American Horror Story.
Wow.
And so depending how many writers, you know, a couple or five or whatever. And then he'll often have like the star of the show, like Amy Poehler is on the Park and Rec one and whatever. And they talk about writing the show.
Yeah.
So it's interesting if you're a fan of writing or just a fan of television or the specific show, kind of thing, like the Game of Thrones. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But so interesting about how, like, from the novel, you know, to the screen.
Yeah.
You know, how they do it, and just their stories are really intriguing.
Huh.
And, you know, Jim Rash is hysterically funny.
Yes, he is.
It's a really great show. Like I said, it's the first season's on Netflix. The second season just started airing a couple weeks ago on Sundance.
Okay.
So either way, you can catch it.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it's half hour, so it's like whatever, 22 minutes or something.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it was longer and more in depth with it. But yeah, really interesting. So.
Nice. Well, we wrapped up August Osage County this week, finishing yesterday, so I'm kind of decompressing right now before I start my next show. But I did get caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think there are still two episodes left in the season, but they have already played their hand and revealed what happened to Agent Phil Coulson at the end of the Avengers and how he came back to be in the series.
Okay.
So, you know, that was one of those things that they've been dragging it out and dragging it out. It's been a mystery in revealing pieces.
You have to tell me as soon as we're off air.
But it's all out there in the open now.
All right.
Yeah, the show has really picked up, and it's really gotten good. And by the time I got done with this episode, I'm like, wow, didn't see that coming.
Wow, okay.
So it's been fantastic. The other thing I started watching is BBC has just released their second Patrick Troughton set that was found in those Nigerian TV vaults.
So this sounds like an episode in itself.
Yeah. So the first one was Web of Fear that introduced General Lethbridge Stewart, who became a presence on the show well into the later Doctors. I mean, he started with Patrick Troughton and then went all the way through, probably Peter Davison, Colin Baker. Anyways, so that one was about Yetis, robot Yetis in the subways, the London subways.
Nice.
This one is about a dictator in the future who's taking over the Earth, but he looks exactly like the Doctor.
Ah.
So one of those type of things. But anyways, there's no bonus features.
Evil cousin thing?
Yeah. Evil twin. There are no bonus features, but this is the first time that all six episodes have been seen in like 40 years.
Okay, cool.
They only had one episode, and they found the other five, so very cool. No surprise at the box office this week, was there?
No.
No.
The surprise was everybody only saw one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And nobody can agree on whether they liked it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, the reviews are all over the place.
Yep.
I think it's a little bit what you went into it thinking.
I guess.
Anyhow, but it made $92 million this weekend.
Jesus.
So, and then the other woman came in second with $14
million. Uh-huh.
Like I said, if you went, you saw Spider-Man pretty much.
Yep.
Heaven is for Real is hanging in the top five.
People need their Christian movies, apparently.
Okay. 8.7 million. Captain America, 7.8 million. Rio 2, 7.6 million.
Yep. And remember we mentioned last week that Walk of Shame, the Elizabeth Banks movie, was opening. $38,000.
That's incredibly sad because it actually, just because it's her, it looks kind of cute and funny.
Yeah,
I mean, not like it's top of my list to see, but I don't know. It looks like a decent, fun, go-with-your-girlfriends thing.
Well, granted, it was limited release, apparently, because it was only on 58 screens. But maybe this is going to be one of those things that it's going to go right to DVD.
It's also
very
released, like, streaming.
Ah.
The release party was, like, online.
Okay.
She tweeted it from home.
Pictures
of her, like, in her jeans and t-shirt. Like, with her popcorn watching it.
Nice.
So, she's adorable.
Nice. A handful of interesting things. Nobody really wants to compete head-on with Spider-Man, but you've got Seth Rogen and Zac Efron doing Battle at Neighbors.
Is that finally coming out?
Yes, they've advertised this thing for what seemingly like 3 years.
Yeah.
John Favreau's new independent comedy about a food truck called Chef.
Okay.
John Slattery from Mad Men, his feature directorial debut. Now, he has directed several episodes of the series, but this is his first film. It's called God's Pocket, and it stars the late Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh. Yeah.
And then the animated follow-up to Wizard of Oz called Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, starring the voices of Lea Michele as Dorothy, Dan Aykroyd as the Scarecrow, Kelsey Grammer as the Tin Man, and Jim Belushi as the Lion.
All right, then. You all just go enjoy that.
Yep. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got a movie that Melissa funded, Veronica Mars.
Yes. Yeah, it's all thanks to me.
Yep.
Give me to thank or to hate.
Little House on the Prairie Season 2 comes to Blu-ray. China Beach Season 3 comes to DVD. And then every possible Godzilla movie ever made is available this week on either DVD or Blu-ray.
Nice.
Yes. Amazon, we didn't talk about this last week, but Amazon has recently signed a deal for exclusive streaming rights to HBO's original programming.
Yes.
So, we will start covering Amazon Prime now, because very shortly you will be able to see the complete series of The Sopranos, The Wire, Rome, Deadwood, 6 Feet Under, and Flight of the Conchords.
Nice.
You also get the first several seasons of True Blood, Boardwalk Empire, and the New Orleans series Treme, and then the miniseries Angels in America, John Adams, and Band of Brothers. I was looking forward to Game of Thrones, but they're not making that available yet.
No, it's like the older stuff.
Yeah.
That's not airing now.
Yeah. So I'm eventually going to have to get the DVDs to watch that thing.
Well, eventually that may be on there.
I know. It will. It'll just take some time.
Yeah.
Coming to Redbox this week, Kellan Lutz in Legend of Hercules, which Dave Johnson said is just the most terrible movie he's ever seen.
Yeah. Lutz and Hercules.
I know.
Wow.
Keanu Reeves in 47 Ronin. Vanessa Hudgens as a homeless kid in Gimme Shelter, not to be confused with the Rolling Stones documentary of the same name. And then Josh Brolin in Kate Winslet in Labor Day, which I saw a commercial on one of the DVDs the other day, which is billing it as the greatest romantic story of all time.
Okay. He, like, kidnaps her.
Right.
Right.
Yep. They said it's even better than The Notebook.
Okay. Like, Luke and Laura kind of thing. Wasn't the whole, didn't he like kid, rape her and then they fell in love and got married and it was the greatest daytime love
Yeah. And this coming from a guy who just played a character that was hitting on a 14-year-old girl.
Excellent.
Yeah. Netflix this week, the 80s classic Adventures in Babysitting. Yay. Headlines. Netflix new arrivals. Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, Volume 1 and 2, which I have not seen. Seven Bond films are back for a limited time. It's usually only 2 or 3 weeks. So if you need your Bond fix, get it now. Goldfinger, From Russia with Love, You Only Live Twice, Live and Let Die, For Your Eyes Only, A View to a Kill, which is so bad, it is so funny. And the Sean Connery remake, Never Say Never Again, which is the remake of Thunderball, which was done independently, you know, massive lawsuits and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But yeah. And then the first 4 Godzilla films are available on Netflix this week.
Cool.
At Hulu, you have Lorenzo Lamas in Snake Eater. He plays a Marine Special Forces guy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The documentary featuring audio recordings of 2 warring neighbors in Shut Up, Little Man. Sybil Danning's 1987 sword and sandal adventure, Warrior Queen. And then Sacha Baron Cohen in Bruno.
Okay.
And that's all I've got for physical and streaming media this week.
Okay. He's back! He's back!
Who?
Monday night! Oh, yeah, Jack Bauer's back in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
But Louis's back on FX.
Ah.
Yeah. So, Louis, season premiere on FX, and like I said, this is the big news for everybody else but me. 24 is back. Like, mini series, but it's like 12 episodes. Whatever.
We made it, what, through the first season? We watched the first season of 24?
Yeah.
I don't even remember it, but yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah. Big news of the week. 24, yeah. Jack Bauer's back on Fox starting Monday.
Okay.
All right. And then Monday night, a couple finales. Two Broke Girls on CBS and Bates Motel on A&E.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, New Girl and Mindy Project finales on Fox. Wednesday, CSI finale on CBS. Thursday, Two and a Half Men finale, CBS. But also Thursday night, the American Comedy Awards on NBC.
What the heck are those?
This has been gone for like a dozen years.
Oh my God.
They used to be on, but NBC's reviving them. So Comedy Awards. All right. You don't have enough awards. Let's bring some back from the dead.
Yeah.
Friday night, Y5O and Blue Bloods finales on CBS.
Okay.
Saturday night, all you Walking Dead fans may want to head over to BBC America.
Yeah.
They have a new zombie show called In the Flesh. Yeah. They'll have to let me know how that is.
Okay.
Sunday, Once Upon a Time finale and Revenge finale on ABC. And then also Sunday night on NBC, the Rosemary's Baby miniseries premiering. Mm-hmm. That's Zoe Saldana starring in that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, NBC. Okay, so Sunday night, May 11th, which is also...
What?
Thursday. They're premiering Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, that's... I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's a miniseries.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, really nice scheduling there.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, here's a devil baby.
Uh-huh.
All right. Music this week. The latest now. That's what I call music collection.
Oh, my God. What are we on now?
50.
Holy shit.
Yeah. All right. Oh, but Sarah McLachlan has a new one.
What?
Called Shine On.
Oh.
And then Natalie Merchant. It's a self-titled.
Oh.
One out. Good, yeah. It's been a while for her. And then Lily Allen has a new one called Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Like Kanye's Yeezus.
Oh.
But because she's a girl, it's she. Get it? All right.
Huh?
Anyhow, Hunter Hayes, big new country star, new one called Storyline.
Okay.
And then Ben Harper.
Yes.
Has one, Childhood Home. But it's actually not just him. It's him and his mom.
Oh.
So Ben and Ellen Harper, Childhood Home, and it's a whole bunch of, you know, songs about family.
Yeah.
And then CD and DVD set called All My Friends, Celebrating the Songs and Voice of Greg Allman. In January, there was this huge, like, concert.
Yes.
in Atlanta for him, and they recorded it and taped it. But it's all Greg Almanson. But it's Pat Monahan, Dr. John, Robert Randolph, Vince Gill, Eric Church, Martina McBride, all these really great singers.
Wow.
Doing his stuff.
Now, can I digress for a minute?
Yes.
Because of this. So they were shooting the Greg Allman biopic.
Yes.
Down in, what, North Carolina?
I can't remember.
Somewhere
where.
Down there. And there was that terrible accident on the train bridge, and one of the production folks, women were killed. So it's Jeff Daniels that was starring in this, right?
Oh, I can't remember.
I think so. He pulled out. He's no longer doing the film because of this.
Okay.
And then Greg Allman has just sued the producers for breach of contract.
Yeah, he, like, wrote this letter. I don't know if it was an open letter or if it's just been kind of published.
Yeah.
Like, begging them to stop.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And then he did. And he asked them to stop, and they're like, no, we're still doing it. And then he found, like, in the contract, because principal filming didn't end, like, they lost the rights.
Yeah.
So he's hoping to get it shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Crazy.
Maybe a different way at a later date, but.
Yeah, yeah. Not this way.
Uh-uh. All right. So since we won't be able to see his life story for a while,
you can hear it. Yes.
Yeah. And like I said, that includes a DVD, actually.
Oh, nice.
You can watch them. Yep. All right. Books this week. Everybody say it with me.
James Patterson.
And this is one with Maxine Petro.
Okay.
Unlucky 13. It's one of the women's murder club, whatever. I get them confused. Anyhow, that's out this week. And then tons of nonfiction. This first one actually is a novel. Sorry, think it was nonfiction. It's by Rick Springfield.
Oh.
Like the Rick Springfield.
Huh.
Actor, singer, Rick Springfield. It's a novel this time. Magnificent Vibration is out.
Okay.
And then actual nonfiction, Jenny McCarthy is a new one. Because like her life isn't fucking good enough as it is. That's money for writing stuff. It's called Stirring the Pot, My Recipe for Getting What You Want Out of Life.
Oh,
I'm not bitter that Donnie Wahlberg loves her or anything. Mariano Rivera,
yeah.
The closer.
Yeah.
It's a pitcher for the Yankees, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
So he has a memoir out.
Okay.
And then Finding Me, A Decade of Darkness, A Life Reclaimed, A Memoir of the Cleveland Kidnappings by Michelle Knight.
Hmm.
She's one of the young women that was kidnapped and in the basement.
Okay.
4 years.
Yikes.
Oh, such a horrid story, but I'd much rather hear her version of it.
Yeah.
Than
and some made-for-TV movie of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. All right, Jason Priestley.
Yes.
A memoir.
My years on 90210.
Yeah, so that's out this week. And
great
then Sandra Singh Low.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest name, but A Mad Woman in the Volvo, My Year of Raging Hormones. She's on This American Life a lot.
Oh.
That's where I know her
all
from.
Right.
She's hysterically funny.
Huh.
Let's see, and a cookbook this week, Guy on Fire. 130 Recipes for Adventures in Outdoor Cooking by everybody's favorite blonde-haired
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that is out this week if you happen to be a fan of his.
Uh-huh.
And then, let's see, Broadway this week. The big news, of course, Tony Award nominations.
Yep.
Are out. So, let's see, I'll go through these kind of quickly.
Okay.
Act 1. Which is based on the memoir by Moss Hart.
Yep.
Is up for Best Play.
Okay.
Along with All the Way, that Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
President Johnson.
Yep.
Which you guys about. Casa Valentina, which is Harvey Fierstein's.
Okay.
Mother and Sons, which is Valentine Daly starring in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one I don't really know. Outside Mullingar. Mullingar.
All right.
It's Deborah Messing starring in it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I missed that one. So those are Best Plays. Best Musicals, After Midnight, Aladdin, Beautiful, the Carole King musical,
uh-huh.
A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. That is what is up this week.
All right.
Let's see what other ones. Revival, The Cripple of Inishman, which is Daniel Radcliffe's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Throwing in that The Glass Menagerie.
With Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, and Terry Jones.
Oh.
Raisin in the Sun, Denzel Washington.
All right.
And Twelfth Night, which is Stephen Fry.
Yes. So,
you know, too. Kind of great. And their revival of a musical, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yes.
Up for that. Les Mis and Violet. Actor, leading role, Samuel Barnett for Twelfth Night. Bryan Cranston, all the way. Chris O'Dowd of Mice and Men. Mark Rylance, Richard III, and Tony Shalhoub for Act One.
Nice.
Yeah, and then actress Tyne Daly, LaTanya Richardson-Jackson for Raisin in the Sun, Terry Jones, Audra McDonald, and Estelle Parsons.
Oh, yes.
How do you pick one out of this?
No, you can't.
Crazy. Okay, musical actor, Neil Patrick Harris.
Yep.
Ramin Karmanlu, Les Mis.
Oh.
And Carl for Rocky.
Oh.
Jefferson Mays, and Bryce Pinkman, both for A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Okay.
And then actress in the musical, Mary Bridget Davies, A Night with Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sutton Foster, Idina Menzel, Jesse Mueller, Kelly O'Hara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, how do you pick?
I know. Well, and it's always, you know, like the Oscars, it's always who didn't get nominated then becomes the bigger story than who did.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because I think Zachary Quinto was up for, like, supporting actor, and people were like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow, you can see all of them at TonyAwards.com.
Yeah. Right. Entertainment news. We are mourning the loss of actor Bob Hoskins, who died earlier last week at 71. He had been battling health issues for a while, but he wound up getting pneumonia, and it took him out very quickly.
Yeah,
he was only 71. People are going to remember him most for his turn in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but there was a movie that I remember from back in the 80s called Sweet Liberty with Alan Alda and Michael Caine that he had this amazing supporting role in. So, but he had a storied career and worked with some amazing people, including Helen Mirren.
Yeah, we think of him for acting with, you know, a cartoon.
Yes.
But, yeah, there's so much. One of my favorites he did, Jeff Goldblum did a whole bunch of, like, European movies for a while. And he did one with Bob Hoskins, The Favor of the Watch and The Very Big Fish.
Yes. Yep.
This was, like, late 80s, early 90s. And Jeff did, like, a whole bunch of things. But that's one. It was kind of a crazy one, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even before May the 4th, Disney released a press photo showing the cast of Star Wars Episode 7 during their first read-through of the script on the set at Pinewood Studios in London. And as expected, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca, Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO, and Kenny Baker, who originated the role of R2-D2, are all returning to their respective roles for this episode, for this installment.
Mm-hmm.
So it set the interwebs on fire. In fact, yesterday, which was May the 4th, Disney CEO Bob Iger did a selfie with Chewbacca from the set. So that was another big thing. But box office insiders are betting that Episode 7 will be the first film to break the $2 billion global box office mark when it arrives in December of 2015? Mm-hmm. I think so. December of next year. Doctor Who's Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor, has landed a leading role, an undisclosed leading role, in the latest Terminator reboot co-starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh.
So that's a huge deal for him.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see him in that type of movie.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Eddie Murphy is returning to the role of Axel Foley in Paramount's newest Beverly Hills Cop sequel. Now, this has been talked about forever.
Yeah.
They actually tried to do, Ivan Reitman tried to do a TV series. They did a pilot or pitched a pilot.
Yeah, that's right.
Last year. That was going to be about Axel's son.
Right. I forgot about that. But
and
yeah.
they shit-canned it. But March 2016 will be the premiere. They've already set the date for the next Beverly Hills Cop movie.
I'm actually excited about this.
You know, I think I saw the first one. I didn't see the second. I think there were three, right? Or were there just two?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
But I recently rewatched The Golden Child.
Yes.
And I was like, I used to like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
What happened?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of excited to see him back in a role I liked him in. And
yeah. Well, and then you've got Coming to America with him and Arsenio Hall.
I mean, he did some really great stuff, and then obviously I haven't liked him for quite a while.
Yeah, and I even liked Harlem Nights, which was he and Arsenio Hall and Richard Pryor and Della Reese. So, yeah. We'll see. Eddie's had his opportunities. I mean, Dreamgirls was a big deal for him.
Right.
But then the stuff he's done since has just been terrible. So.
Yeah, and I kind of, he's fallen out of favor with me, just kind of personal life.
Yeah, and that happens, especially in this 24/7 social media world. Yeah. Joining David Letterman in late night retirement, Craig Ferguson is stepping down as host of The Late Late Show in December, stating he wants to get out before he starts hating the job. So my guess is he'll probably go back to doing some film and television stuff. He's been doing a lot of comedy tours around with his stand-up.
Yeah, he'll just do other things in the industry. Yes, we'll see who they kind of replace him with. Of course, people are pushing Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, she said she doesn't want to do another one of those shows again, though. So we'll see
what happens.
We'll see. Comcast CEO Brian Roberts is bemoaning the fact that even after their Time Warner merger, they will still have fewer subscribers than Netflix.
Aww.
35 million subscribers to Netflix, which is why the cable company is holding the internet hostage and charging jacked up rates for streaming media companies, or they dial down and then you can't get your Netflix.
Right.
And this has to stop. The FCC is kind of partnering with the cable companies and saying, this is okay. And yet every consumer group is saying, no, it's not.
Yeah.
By comparison, Hulu just crossed the 6 million subscriber mark.
Okay.
So Netflix is far beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Other streaming services. I don't know. I'm curious how many subscribers Amazon Prime has.
And the thing with Prime is it's not just streaming.
Yes.
Like, people use it for other.
Right.
For the shipping and
right.
For books and things like that. Yeah. So. Yep.
And last, most disturbing news, because NBC had such a great success with Sound of Music, and now they're going to do Peter Pan this next year, Fox is doing a live version of Grease. Shoot me now. You know, if you want people to appreciate theater, this is not the way to do it.
No.
Buy a ticket, go see a live show, even go support your local community theater, but don't watch this crap. I'm sorry. All right, I'm done.
Okay. So it's coming soon. The whole internet is a buzz. Well, yes. At least TMZ is a buzz. The wedding's coming soon.
Uh-oh.
The question is exactly when and where. Supposedly, they have a secret license in California.
Are you talking about Kim and Kanye?
Yeah. But then Kim was just in Paris with Serena Williams looking at, like, wedding dresses.
Yeah, but did you hear who she wanted to design her wedding dress?
No.
Victoria Beckham.
Okay.
And Victoria said, no flipping way. So now Kim's all upset.
So the rumors are it's going to happen in May sometime, but they're doing it quiet and secretly.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and filming for their television series.
Yeah. So we'll see what actually happens, but, you know, I'll update you.
Ugh.
Watch TMZ. They'll tell you everything and 100% beforehand, but okay.
All right. We have a contest this week.
We do. It's the film Junction.
Yeah.
Which is from Grand Entertainment Group. It's a thriller.
Okay.
And it's David Zayas from Dexter.
Uh-huh.
And then Michael O'Keefe and Anthony Rapp.
Oh, wow. From Rent.
From Broadway. From Rent.
From Adventures in Babysitting.
Yes, that's true. So.
Stray Dog.
That is out now, but you can win a copy.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in, as always, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcasts at DVDverdictPresents.com, in which we are rapidly approaching the 1.5 million download mark.
Woo!
Yeah, pretty amazing. And for checking out our news at DailyVerdict.com. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
I hope you're listening. This is my last goodbye.